Hi guys, welcome to the first episode of my brand new podcast, You've Got This. In this episode, it's going to be a little bit of like an informal Q&A so you can get to know me a bit better. And I'm also joined by my friend Jess, which is great stuff. So thanks for all the support and love so far. And thank you to everyone that sent in a submission. We will be going through them right now.
Hey Mia, what is the purpose of your podcast?
So I basically wanted to start this podcast to just improve like the sense of community here a bit at LSE. And I know so many people in LSE, outside of LSE, just have so many questions. I feel like there's not that much on what we do here, what student life is like, what the social life is like. I mean, I remember going on the student room before coming here and being like, what the hell is this place? Is it as bad as everyone says it is?
Apparently, LSE's ranked worst social life in the UK.
Social life in the UK, which is absolutely wonderful. So I just thought that doing this podcast would just shine a bit of light onto the truth about LSE here, more about the student experience as a whole, London life, just basically everything. Like, it's from students for students. That's basically
okay. So let's get into questions. How would you describe the people at LSE?
I would describe the people here as motivated, hardworking, absolute bosses. I'm not gonna lie, like, everyone here is so driven and it's actually really inspiring. Like, when I just, you know, occasionally stalk people on LinkedIn, I know that they can see it though. I found out that people can see when you
yeah,
see
yeah it's scary one. Isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like 11 hours ago, but it's like the middle of the night and it's like, what are you doing? Yes, everyone is really, really great here. Maybe people focus on the academics too much, but I actually don't believe that. I think everyone here is really well-rounded.
And how about question, anonymous question, from other cute people at LSE?
Oh, they're definitely
no. Stay on topic. What was your worst experience in first year?
Oh my god, I think my worst experience in first year, I think we can all relate to this, was getting fresh's flu and then like never recovering from it. Basically.
The whole year.
I remember waking up and putting my like Lemsip water and like using that to take my Lemsip pills, and that was really a highlight of my morning.
Okay, so maybe advice to first year students.
Oh, advice to first year students:
stock up on Lemsip.
Why is it so expensive? If you ever go home, just buy it with your parents' money, I would say. Or if you can't do that, I'm not gonna say steal, but you know,
oh, steal like, from like a whole kitchen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never did that, but oh, lozenges as well. I'm not gonna lie. Just accept your new base of health, I would say. Like, you'll never be the same again.
Oh, opinions on halls, and how was it when you first went into your hall?
So I was at Rosebery Hall last year, which was honestly great. I think it was a really great like first year hall. It was catered, which I think is an absolute
go catered for your first year.
For your first year, because why am I having to remember whether I defrosted my chicken or not right now? Like, it's not. It's not good. You don't want to have that extra stress on your mind. I think it was really social. I think there was so many different types of people. I'm going to give it like a 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10. Even though you, Jess, were from a totally other hall. So guys, don't limit yourself to friendships in one hall, because that's just unrealistic and your favourite type of people might not even live next to you.
Exactly. Did you do an internship? If so, why and why not?
So no, I didn't do an internship because I didn't apply to any, because I didn't even realize it was a thing until it was too late.
Which is totally okay.
But there's more to life than internships, guys. Not everyone at LSE does an internship. I feel like the world needs to hear that. Like,
yeah, that's true. Did you regret going to LSE at all? Any regrets?
Mm.
Or any regrets from last year generally?
Defo heavy on my mind was, should I drop out? For like, I don't know, solid 60% of the time I was like, should I drop out? And I really wanted to go to Bristol. But then, you know,
Mia is a very Bristol girl, if you meet her looking around campus.
So it's like, you know, the grass is always greener. If I'd gone to Bristol, I would probably have thought, damn, I wish I was smart enough to go to LSE, or oh, it would be so nice living in London. So I feel like you just have to accept where you are, make the best of the situation. And I feel like I definitely did that last year. So I don't think I have too many regrets.
Yeah, best thing about going to LSE isn't even LSE, it's just London.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here for London.
Like, we can just walk to Covent Garden. walk to Brick Lane.
Oh yeah, favourite things to do in London. Give like a top five if you can think.
That's way too many.
Okay, top two.
Okay, I'm gonna say my two favourite things to do. Basic one would be literally just walking at night.
Oh yeah,
across a bridge or something, like all the pretty lights, maybe having my music in and just like walking, like that's maybe my favorite solo activity.
Oh yeah, headphones and a podcast walking around
maybe
London.
Even this one. Yeah, or I don't know, with friends. I would say, I'm not gonna say clubbing, but that is also really fun here.
Oh, on clubbing, someone asked, what was your best and worst club night experience?
Ooh. I'm not going to lie, I hated Egg so much last year.
I've never been.
Yeah, we never went. I loved Ministry, though.
Yeah, Ministry.
I love our Ministry nights. Zoo was also really interesting. And Zoo's also fun. We don't go to Zoo anymore. Now it's Sway. I still don't know how I feel about Sway. And why every week do we just go to Ministry, like last year?
Yeah,
I just remember sleeping in my bed and then you would arrive and then you'd actually have to drag me out. Like, put on this outfit, we're going. And I'd be like, oh, yeah. I don't want to.
Me in my one and only clubbing outfit. Yeah. Someone asked, a bit random, off topic, what is your zodiac sign?
Ooh.
Do you want to talk about that?
No, sure. I'm a Scorpio. I feel like,
she is a crystal wearing girl.
Yeah, even though it's fine. I feel like I definitely match a Scorpio, but I feel like the way that the way that star signs are right now, it's like they're made to be in a way where everyone can relate to whichever star sign they
yeah.
are. You know, it's like, oh, you, something really big is gonna come up in your life soon, and it's like, is it my lecture? Is it like what? You
yeah.
know, like
yeah. I think they're kind of beep. East or West London?
Oh, I'm going to say East because Brick Lane, and it's way cheaper than Kensington.
What is a good place on campus to do work? Where's your favourite?
Oh, well, my favourite
place. I'm gatekeeping all mine because they are like.
No, I was about to say, yeah. My favourite place to annoy people working would be Fourth Floor Library.
Oh, yeah. So
I go there when I just want to chit chat.
You've dragged me away from there like five times.
Yeah. Mm hmm. but I love the Marshall building because it feels like I'm working in a museum.
Yeah, but no one gets work done in Marshall, surely.
Oh, like, yeah, I feel like, okay, this is also like my hot take. I feel like there's nowhere on campus to actually have fun. Like, there's nowhere to just chill.
Yeah.
I found out that there's sleeping rooms.
No way.
Sleeping pods, sleeping beanbags. There's
where?
Something like that on campus. No idea where. Someone please let us know.
I thought that the LSE Generate living room thing was going
oh, yeah.
to be a place.
We're not
and
allowed,
it's not.
We're not allowed
ridiculous.
To be there anymore. Oh, we went to LSE Generate last summer when it was still really casual to go in there. And that was honestly the cutest place ever.
Yeah, we called it our living room.
It was like our living room. And now we're not allowed to go there. They're gatekeeping that from us. And there's just no place to actually... I want to say there is no place to do work. But every place is to do work. There's no place to not do work, which is why I infiltrate the places to do work by not doing work. And it doesn't help anyone. Does that make sense?
It does kind of make sense, yeah. Right then, motivational quote of the day. You once dreamed of being where you are right now.
I think this really relates to, like, maybe us all before we got LSE. And we were just wondering, how's it going to be? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? But now we're here and we're actually experiencing it. And
even with getting in, like, I remember praying that I'd get in and I was so excited when I found out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really shows that, like, now I walk in every day and I'm like, ugh, like, lecture, campus. But, like, this was used
so
to be
true.
Such a huge deal to me. And it's, like, good to remember. Stay grateful.
Mm-hmm. Perfect perspective on that, you know? Like, if things aren't going your way right now, I know it's the beginning of the year. This is when it's like, oh, okay, you know the stress. The impending doom is coming. But... taking it one step back and just realizing that you've made it, you're here, and
you've got this.
You've got this, guys! Oh, it's come full circle. Crazy.
That was so sweet.
Okay, so that's bye from us. Thanks for listening to this first podcast. I know it's a bit short. We hope to have you back next time. Thanks, guys.
Bye.